What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on a spooky a shizzle episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. What should have been a peaceful afternoon of playing dress-up and tea park for a group of little girls turned into a memory of horror, as their purses and belongings would be seen flying across the room, violently crashing into the opposing wall. Just who or what wanted to scare these innocent children? And what could explain the bullet holes hidden behind the plaster walls? That story and more, today on this haunting episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you like the show, then hey, get yourself the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. You can't get enough of it here. Get the whole archive, almost 10 years of our show, almost daily. So it is the largest audio archive of ghost stories ever created. All of it's commercial free. We throw in a bonus episode every week. There's more than 400 of them now. And you get advanced episodes of the show too. All ad free. Binge away. No ads. Just ghost story, ghost story, ghost story, ghost story. Check it out. Patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com is where to get all of that. And oh my goodness.
Breaking news.
This is an NBC News special report.
Good afternoon, NBC News. I'm Tom Brokaw. I retired recently, but I've decided to come back and drink some of the Sanka that they have in the break room. I love my Sanka. Where am I? What am I doing?
Tom, it's breaking news.
I like breaking things, too. The other day, I broke a vase, accidentally. My wife looked at me and said, "What are you doing, Tom?" I said, "I broke a vase." Tom, get to the news. I'm Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, New York. I guess my breaking, what I have going on right now is we have severe weather in our area as we're about to record the show. So I'm doing it. I got my window over there. I'm looking out. I don't see any lightning yet. But we'll see what happens. There's a tornado warning.
We had the big weather the other night.
Oh,
here.
My goodness. Here's the deal. So people don't know because I find it interesting on national news This is being recorded on May 2nd, by the way. So this happened about a month ago. If you're listening to this on the regular feed, if you're an EPP, you're hearing it the week of.
It's like April 30th or something like that.
There was a big tornado that went through a suburb of Wichita, Kansas called Andover. But everybody's just saying Andover, Andover. Like, nobody knows what Andover is unless you're there. But it's essentially part of Wichita.
April 29th. Yeah. It was Friday.
Yeah. Essentially, it's part of Wichita. And, oh my God. This, now, Andover, number one, in my opinion, has some of the best tornado footage from the past. When Andover was hit with a tornado, like, what was it? What year was that?
1991.
Yeah. And there's some very interesting footage of that. There's the underpass, whatever you call it. That's a very historic, I guess, but I remember seeing that, like, on the, like, the, like, world's worst storms. They'll be, like, on Sunday night after, like, the Disney movie. And it was always that video they would show of under the underpass, the tornado goes over it, they survive. And then everybody started doing that, and people started getting sucked out of underpasses and overpasses and dying because they did what that video said. But it's been, and here we go again. The other day, some of the most compelling tornado footage I've ever seen out of Andover again. It's like, holy shit.
It was really interesting because it depended on what side of the tornado you were on. If you're north, south, east, or west of the tornado, because it looked like very different storms from different angles.
Really?
Yeah. Like, my boss lives maybe a mile from the path of the tornado tops. And his footage was like, the sky was just black. Then another friend of ours, Josh, he shot one where it was some of the most incredible cloud formation I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But with blue sky involved in it.
I saw Josh's too. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, it was just, there's a drone video, which is really fascinating.
That's the one I saw today.
All these different angles. And they were talking about it on the news later about, because I had been thinking the same thing. I'm like, it almost doesn't even look like the same storm. And it was this massive, it looked like something right out of a movie.
It did. I've never seen one. That drone video was the most compelling to me of all of them.
Yeah, and it didn't look real, and it was real.
It was. I mean, it's like, shit, I know exactly where that is.
And the crazy thing is that it ended up being the way you and I are both weather geeks. There's probably people running out going, what about
it? It was scary.
But my friends were, Tony and I are real weather geeks, and some of our friends who used to be storm chasers where we used to work, they were storm chasing that day. They saw the tornado and they got some really great footage of it. But the crazy thing is the radar that the meteorologists were looking at didn't really show it as a tornado.
So the other day?
Guys, the chasers on the ground that saw it and called it in, that's what saved lives.
Oh, shit.
And they're calling in going, we're eyes on it. And it's, and they said it's an EF3. So it was a big tornado. Yeah. And wiped out like the YMCA. One of the girls I work with, her, I don't know. First she thought they could just fix the roof and stay in the house. And they're like, no, it's too structurally unsafe. And so now I think she has to move out they're saying months.
That was a lovely YMCA too. I really like that one.
Brand new.
It's like 10 years old now, but it was.
But it looked brand new.
It was great. There were so many nice features of that one, but I mean, in the another reference to Jen, who used to be my ex-wife, who used to be part of the show. She lived, when I met her, like across the street from the YMCA. So I know exactly where this thing went. And
that's how crazy. Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's that old. Really, seriously. I know. Thinking it was like 3 years old.
No, it's like 10, 15 years old. But and her family still lives there. And I was actually talking with her that night. And her family's safe. They're all good. And everyone's safe. But it came so close to so many things.
Yeah. You know, like my boss and I were talking today. I said, you know, and I think it was on the ground for 13, 15 miles, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about something that's on the ground that long, and it only was half a mile, maybe to a mile away from your house. Atmospherically, so many things lined up just right for that path.
Oh, yeah.
But you are so close. Like his video, I'm like, I cannot believe you were standing on your back deck shooting that damn video. And then there was one of them, the tornado's actually coming to them. Mm-hmm. You can see the crap, like big ass stuff flying in this tornado.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
I know.
I guess maybe they were close to their front door and they're just getting ready to run in. They're all ready to run downstairs and shut the doors. I don't know.
That's what, you know.
But yeah. The tornado was coming towards them.
I know.
That's crazy shit.
Well, I got literally on one of my monitors here in the studio, I have severe weather coverage up, so I'm keeping an eye on what we're doing here. So if I suddenly like, I'm running. Oh, we got a tornado watch. Just got a tornado watch as we speak. So I'm not surprised by that. I'm not feeling good about this. Anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first letter of the day. It says, I was at home resting after tearing my Achilles tendon down in Florida. So when I got home, I was alone watching TV. So while lying on the couch, I thought I saw people walking by the living room windows. I thought, no way, because those windows are very high off the ground and at least 6 feet from the ground. I see a person looking in the window from the top of the window, of which was at least 9 feet from the ground. There was nothing to stand on to do such a task, so it alerted me, but that's all I ever heard. Weeks after I healed from my leg injury, I was upstairs looking in the area and found a homemade Ouija board. I burned it. Ever since then, my family members who still live in the house experience hearing kids talking when they lay down and go to sleep. My brother and his girlfriend lived there for a short time until they got their apartment. They claim they would hear someone knocking on the door upstairs to see feet under the door, but when they opened the door, no one was there. An experience my wife shared with me was the first time she ever had a paranormal experience. Her sister, and a friend were at the friend's house. They placed their belongings down in the room to pack for clothes and to say goodnight at a slumber party. When they leave the room, their purses are being thrown from the bedroom into the hallway very violently. These girls were like the years old back in 1991. The house was located in West Memphis, Arkansas. Later in life, to find out that the house had people murdered in the home, you could still see bullet holes in the walls. Another time I was at my grandma's house and she lived across the road from the graveyard. One night we heard footsteps coming up from the sidewalk and then heard someone knocking at the door. And upon opening the door, no one was there. Time my wife was babysitting her niece and nephews, she looked out the window. She's walking outside to go home. She saw lights coming from the kids' bedroom window. She asked her sister what the kids were doing up so late after she left. Her sister replied the kids were still asleep. Also, her niece told her of a lady being in the room with her waiting to play with her. The apartments that they both lived in at the time had been there for many decades. No surprise that it is haunted. Thoughts on that one?
Sorry. In case you're wondering what this horrific sound is, it's my kitten purring. He has the loudest purr ever. I just remember when I was a kid and this, I remember my friend who lived next door, like the light would come on in my bedroom and we were not home. And it's like, so to me, it's very, like, I lived that story.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I lost you for a minute.
No, I'm here.
Watching the radar.
I am watching the radar. I'm listening to you though.
But so that's creepy stuff. You know, it's just creepy when someone is in your house when they shouldn't be in your house. And it's like, and things are happening that other people are seeing.
Exactly. I mean, that's, when that starts happening, it's just, ooh, somebody like to meow in there. Do you have an opinion?
Yes, that's him grabbing the microphone. Oh my God, he's like the most adorable kitten in the world.
If you've not seen this kitten, follow, where is it, at Carol Hughes, is that it?
Yeah, follow me on Facebook or Instagram. My Instagram is just Carol Hughes, super creative.
Well, it's amazing you got that.
I know, that's how long I've been on Instagram.
Honestly, like, because that's just to have that, that's, yeah, wow. So yeah, just at Carol Hughes on Instagram and see her her kitty pictures.
Oh my God, it's the cutest kitten in the world.
I gotta say this, we over the, if you've been listening to us for a long period of time, you've heard various pets that that we've had over the years, and I'm excited. We are getting one of our pets back here very soon. We have Sting, of course, which everyone knows, but some of you may remember Buddy. Did I tell you this earlier? I did.
Are you getting Buddy back?
Yes. Yes.
Not my buddy. I have my
not
own
your buddy.
Buddy.
Yes.
Tony had his buddy.
Yes.
But now getting his buddy back.
Did I tell you that? Did we talk about this earlier?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes. We talked about many things, so I didn't remember. But yes. So Buddy the dog, which is, what is he? He's, a border collie. I'm horrible with the types of dogs. And he's going to come back and live with us again. Jen had had him for quite a while, but he likes land and pasture and places to run. And she asked if we would take him. And I said, yeah, he's a great dog. So he's coming back. So we got another, we're going to have two dogs here in the studio now coming soon. And I think I'm going to start like a Facebook page just for the dogs together and their antics.
Well, and like more than once, you've told me that you really miss that dog.
I do. He's one of the best dogs I've ever had. Sting is one of the best dogs I've ever had too. They're both just such good dogs, but they both are attention hounds too. So that's where it's going to get interesting of watching that dynamic again, especially now that Sting is an older dog. Sting was kind of a puppy last time Buddy was around, so more fun.
So funny. Every time you say Buddy, I'm thinking of my dog.
Well, I got to stop. I've been calling Sting Buddy forever. Hey, Buddy, come on. Like, just like, as in like friend, not like I forgot his name. And I got to stop doing that now because the other dog's name is literally Buddy. So it's like, yeah, I gotta break myself of this. Although,
My cats are Rizzo and Izzy. So it's all the time Rizzy and Izzy. But
yeah,
I used to have two cats, both named Rita. And I'm like, you know, it doesn't matter. They're going to come to one name anyway.
Yeah. No.
The kitten will be like, if I say Rizzo, the kitten will think I'm talking to him anyway.
The cat, as we're speaking right now, a little bit earlier in the night before we, oh shit, this is on track this direction. Before we started doing the show, we have a storm shelter in our basement, or not in our basement, but in our garage. We have no basement. And it's just a big pit in the garage. I got the cat rounded up and I have Bubbles. He's in his little cat carrier right now and he hates it. But it's like, if I needed to run and get him really quick, he would hide under something.
Oh yeah, because he's scared.
Yeah. So I'm like, Buddy, you're going to go in here for a little bit and we're going to get, you know, I'll let you out as soon as it's done. But I'm watching this. We don't have any warnings here right now, but what I'm seeing over in to our left between Tulsa and here, there's a cell that is tornadic that looks to be going this direction. So we'll keep going as we go. Let's go to a ghost story and hear it. Hi.
Hello, this is Slayer Swanson. I've been listening to your show for some time now, and I have a few stories that may seem out of the ordinary for most people, but for people like us, it may not be ordinary at all. It may just be something we all have seen or experienced. But my story begins when I was born. I was a premature and stopped breathing for 5 minutes, and maybe that was my cause to be a door, foot in the door for the other side. Because after that, I have experienced many, many encounters that have boggled my mind and put me at different positions in my life. I live in a house here, and I had an experience with this little girl who is about 10 years old. And when I made contact with her as a paranormal investigator, that's kind of how I want to experience this stuff, is understand it more. My experience with this little girl, her name was Elizabeth. I got the name using a pair of dowsing rods. And the dowsing rods, you know, they can be used as a definitive yes, no answer device. I got the answers as her name was Elizabeth. She was 10 years old. And she has been living on this property since the late 1800s. since she had died of a form of hypothermia, or hypothermia itself. And I, as a paranormal investigator, I usually talk to these spirits quite often. I have heard a disemboweled voice of a dark voice, a deep voice as an older man coming through the vents in my old home, in this old home I have, saying, "Leave, get out." I cannot explain it. This man who has been seen by my sisters is a tall, dark figured man who would stand at the top or bottom of the stairs depending on where you're standing. And I didn't believe the dream about this man. And I remember getting out of bed, and I knew I was asleep because I could see myself sleeping. And I go to this basement stairs, standing at the top, and I'm looking down, and there he is. This guy, maybe about 6'1", and he's wearing a small brimmed hat. And this small brimmed hat, you know, was just enough to cover about the top of his forehead. And when I looked at him, all I could see was his face. I couldn't see his eyes across the bridge of his nose to the other eye. And it was all darkened out, like somebody had painted over him. But he looked at me. He pointed down to a certain spot, looked down where he pointed, and looked back at me, back down where he pointed, and it was gone. This was probably the strangest occurrence that I had with this tall, dark-figured man. And my house is one of the original still-standing houses in town that was built when the town was young. And this house, you know, had been through a lot. You know, it's still original with a lot of things, you know, a lot of trim and all this other stuff within the house. And there's another story I have that is about a little girl that I come in contact with while working at my job at the school. And I'm a part of the janitorial staff at my local high school, and I work, you know, evenings to nights or afternoons to nights. And I was working there after it using my dowsing rods for a spirit session, and I had come across this little girl by the name of Claire, or Clara, if you would. And she said that her house was right behind the school that I worked at, that we are now going to be working on a new addition to this new high school. Well, I was working, trying to get my stuff done, go home for the night. I was at my elementary bathrooms trying to clean up. And looking south to the south wall of my school, or the south entrance, I, out of the corner of my eye, I see this little figure. It looked like the little girl, Clara, with a little blue dress and a little brown hair. I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. I looked towards it, and all of a sudden I see this blue mass just moving behind the corner. I was freaked out. I didn't know what I was seeing because, you know, honestly, I never saw this type of stuff before. I have all this paranormal accountings or witnessing, all this other stuff that is going on in my life. There are so many I could probably tell you an entire book of, but I recently lost my grandmother to back in July, and she was my last grandparent left that I had, And I lived with her for about 3 years. And when she had passed away, I had an anxiety attack the night before. And I couldn't explain what it was. It was just like something was blocking my breathing, like something was telling me that something was going to happen. I didn't know exactly what it was. So the next day, it didn't seem like it wasn't much of a notion to pay attention to it, but then all of a sudden she was gone that later that night, of that next day after my anxiety attack. And she was in bed, and this is about maybe, oh, I'd have to say about 6 o'clock in the morning or so, when she had the heart attack and she passed away later on at the hospital after all that. She passed on, and then about a month later, I had a, you know, I was all by myself in this house, and that's all it was, just me and my dog. But every now and then, my dog will look at a certain spot while I'm standing in a certain part of the room. She'll look at this certain spot, and I look there, and she's looking at the picture of my grandmother, and there is no, I mean, she was close to the dog, she was close to the dog, and my grandmother at times would visit me in my sleep. Like, I had dreams about her, you know, just the regular missing her type of dreams. But one night was out of the ordinary. I had dreams that I was awake, a vivid dream that I was awake, and she was sitting there in my bedroom. And we had this conversation. I can't remember the life of me what the conversation was about. But that was a heartwarming, that was a heartwarming moment, you know, as far as the dream was, because I remember seeing her as she was. But I've had many other accounts as far as this house was connected to the museum that's in my hometown. And the museum that has a book's worth of paranormal stories. I was walking through the museum, and there was only myself and the curator, nobody else. And I walked from one room to another room, and when I stepped out of the threshold, I felt as if somebody had taken their index and their thumb and grabbed a piece of my shirt on the top right corner or shoulder and my lower left shoulder back, and, you know, proceeded to pull. And I didn't know what it was. That was the first time I had anything physical happen to me as far as something, you know, grabbing a piece of clothing or actually touching me, and I actually feel like if I was in a room with someone else, you know, that would touch me. I haven't had anything like that ever happen again. But I have had the physical or the feeling that somebody is always there. You know, I can always know when who it is, if it's malevolent or if it's a nice, easygoing spirit that just wants to be there and say hello. But like I said, I got many, many more stories and more to come as soon as I progress my paranormal investigations throughout my life. Those are just a few of my experiences with the paranormal and the ghost. I would like to thank you all for the great work you do for this show and keeping me entertained while I work at night all by myself. And I thank you for taking my call. You guys have a great day. Hopefully I can hear my own story on your show one of these days. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. What do you think?
I think it's interesting how there are people like him who kind of, you know, because we talk a lot about kids having that experience, some kind of, you know, connection. But it's interesting, someone like him, it just follows him their whole life.
Yeah.
You know, like he sees all kinds of things. And, you know, it's interesting that some people are like my sister. She's like that. And I just think that's interesting how he just has so many experiences, you know, and for his whole life, you know, and connections, you know, from his grandma to people he's never met. Mm-hmm. I just think that's very interesting how some people can be that in tune with it.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. Very interesting story. And to be that sensitive is, it's a gift. It's very interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
And I think a lot of kids are really sensitive, but normally we lose that as we grow older. I think that more things come in your brain. You're more distracted all the time. You got things to think about. Then you have bills to pay. You got, you know, things to worry about. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, you know, our minds get so full of all the other things, we don't open up to that.
Yeah. Now
and it's almost like he never was able to shut it off.
I think some people are like that for whatever reason. I think you can keep going in that state. I don't know how or why, but for some, it just doesn't go away. Interesting stuff.
It sounds pretty cool about it. It's not like, and I'm terrified all the time.
No.
Cause we've had those calls too, where people are like, it's these horrible, you know, evil forces around them all the time. This guy's pretty chill about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that would be, I guess, the better type to have. We're going to wrap the show up here in a second. I'm watching the radar and
I looked at it a minute ago.
There's
not good.
Giant signature of like a tornado on it. And the National Weather Service hasn't said shit. I have no faith in any of this. Like if I can look at this, and you could look at this after we've done this for 20 some years of looking at radars and doing weather coverage, and we can see this and like NOAA isn't saying shit. I just don't trust anything. It's like, why are we not doing at least a preventive warning on this? This is fucking, it looks huge. There's debris signatures. It's insane.
The other night, that was weird because that's what happened here. Because you called me and you're like, what are you doing? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm watching TV. Why are you calling me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm fine. And you're like, no, I heard Andover really got hit. No, it didn't.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, it did.
This signature is so crazy on this radar. I've never seen one like this. I don't know. Anyway. All right. We're going to wrap up this episode. We'll regroup, I think, on our next episode, which will be airing tomorrow. Harper might actually be on it with us. I'm going to probably invite her into the studio here for our next show. And see how far we can get in before we have to go jump into a hole in our garage with our dogs and our cats. So that's tomorrow on Real Ghost Stories Online. That's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. Let me bring my soundboard up over severe weather coverage. All right. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststoriesonline. Get access to all our bonus episodes, past episodes, and more. It's all there for you to binge away on. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.